The death of Lara Sobel, a social worker for the Department for Children and Families, who was fatally shot outside a state office building in Barrie in August, was deeply unsettling. And it raised serious concerns about safety for Vermont social workers. Yesterday, the Vermont State Employees Association presented three safety recommendations to a legislative committee. Tracy Casanova is a social worker and a VSEA member, and she joins us now. Tracy, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you.
There are three basic recommendations you made, and they're very targeted and specific. The first is to impose a caseload cap for caseworkers of 12 open ongoing cases at a time. For investigators, no more than 100 investigations per year, and supervisors shouldn't have to supervise more than 6 social workers at a time. Secondly, ensure that there's trained, armed law enforcement or security staff at all of the offices where family service staffers are working. And finally, to get the state police at full staffing capacity so that troopers can go out with social workers when there's a situation that warrants it. Why are those three steps necessary?
So what we know at this point in time is that there is a correlation between staff safety and caseloads. And at this point in time, social workers' caseloads are so high, and they're with everything that's required of them to do for all the cases, they're not adequately able to assess situations for their safety as they would like to be able to do. So that's why that recommendation regarding caseload caps is so important. And in terms of building security, we deal with a population that at times can be very volatile, and with people who have histories of violence, mental health issues, and substance abuse issues, and they're coming into our building. And so it would be important for us, for social workers, to feel safe in the work that they're doing. And so having law enforcement security in all 12 district offices, we believe, is really important.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the questions that you raise, or the recommendations that you have about armed security personnel at the offices and state police who can go with you, makes sense in terms of a safety perspective. I think it's the one about having caseloads capped as a safety measure that may be surprising to people. And you say it's because you need the space to form those relationships.
Absolutely. So social workers have great abilities in terms of engaging families and forming relationships with them in order to assess child safety and their own safety. And it's really difficult to do when the caseloads are so high. And it makes it almost impossible to be able to form those relationships and to do the proper background checks on people before going out and meeting with them.
You've been a social worker since 2003. Have you felt like your own personal safety has been in jeopardy? Can you tell me about a situation?
There have been times that I have been threatened to be killed, for my building to be blown up. People have sent information to my personal home or where I live with my family. So there have been numerous times that I have been concerned for my own personal safety.
Well, Tracy, what keeps you doing this work when there are those kinds of threats leveled at you because of your job?
I love my job, and I am passionate about child protection and believe in it. I feel privileged to be able to talk with children and families on a daily basis about sometimes terrible things that have happened to them and things that they're struggling through, and it's amazing to me about how resilient children and families are despite all of the obstacles that they have. And I love the opportunity to be able to help people, and so that they can stay together as a family and they can heal from things that have happened to them.
So you think these moves, these recommendations that the VSEA made yesterday, will help keep you safe and allow you to do your job without worrying about safety?
I think that it will help lessen the worry. So with these added measures, I think that the worry can go down.
You know, these will cost money, and certainly that question of caseloads and trying to hire more caseworkers so that caseloads could be lowered, that costs money. The idea of fully staffing the state police, that's another budget line item. Do you think that there's a likelihood that this will actually happen in the next legislative session?
I really hope that it happens and it's considered, and I don't think you can put a dollar amount on the cost of a social worker's lives or a child's lives, without some of these changes, we're not adequately able to do our jobs. And so I don't think you can put a dollar amount on that. And I recognize that it is something that will cost money. And I think it's an investment that it's worthwhile.
What would it say to you if the state does not follow these recommendations?
I would be disappointed. I would be really disappointed.
Do you think that it would speak to your value as a state worker?
Yes, I do.
Well, Tracy Casanova, social worker and a member of the Vermont State Employees Association, thank you very much for talking with us and sharing your perspective as a social worker on what you think would help increase your safety.
Thank you for having me.
The VSEA just presented 3 safety recommendations for how to protect social workers like Tracy Casanova. We'll have more information at vpr.net.